You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Happy April 29th, theater lovers. This is Mark Pikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are tuned in to Today in Theater History. In 1919, future film star Celeste Holm was born in New York City. The original Ato Annie in Broadway's Oklahoma, she won an Oscar for Gentleman's Agreement, provided invaluable support in All About Eve, and perfected wry voiceover in A Letter to Three Wives. A memorable replacement as the title role in Mame, her final Broadway appearance was in 1991's I Hate Hamlet. Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne headed the cast, which included a young Montgomery Clift, in Robert E. Sherwood's There Shall Be No Night at the Alvin Theater. The 1940 drama, about the courage of the Finnish people recently overrun by Russian invaders, earned the Pulitzer Prize. Catherine Cornell and Charles Boyer starred in a TV adaptation in 1957. It was easy to be hard even in 1968, when Hair opened on Broadway at the Biltmore. An immediate sensation, the generation-defining, hit single-spawning musical ran for 4 years and 1,750 performances. William Finn and James Lapine combined one-act musicals March of the Falsettos and Falsetto Land into one, Falsettos. Opening at the John Golden in 1992, the show won Tony Awards for Best Score and Best Book. Broadway changed forever in 1996 when Rent opened at the Niederlander. Directed by Michael Greif and starring Anthony Rapp, Adam Pascal, Daphne Rubin-Vega, Taye Diggs, and Idina Menzel, Jonathan Larson's rock adaptation of La Boheme wins the Tony Award for Best Musical and the Pulitzer Prize for Drama, and inspired legions of new musical theater fans. Director Harold Prince revived his 1974 revival of Leonard Bernstein's Candide in 1997. Based on Voltaire's novel Candide, this revival lasted 104 performances, starring Jim Dale and Andrea Martin. Two-time Pulitzer winner August Wilson continued his epic chronicle of 20th-century African-American life when 1980's set King Hedley II opened in 2001, starring Brian Stokes Mitchell and Leslie Uggams. Viola Davis won a Tony Award for Featured Actress. The first Broadway revival of Samuel Rafelson's 1934 romantic comedy Accent on Youth opened at the Samuel J. Friedman in 2009. David Hyde Pierce played a playwright who finds fresh inspiration in a pretty young secretary in the Manhattan Theater Club production, directed by Daniel Sullivan. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.